Making two in a row for the New Orleans Saints here in this preseason as they knocked off the Houston Texans at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome 13-0. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into postgame coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. John, a lot to like here in the lid lifter at home for the Saints.
Look, I don't care who you are, and I don't care what level you play in, and I don't care what you're talking about. This is eight straight quarters of shutout football by the Saints. Now, I understand it's not the regular season, but you've got to start the building process somewhere. And usually the building process begins in preseason. So that's eight straight quarters, as we mentioned, shutout football by the Saints. And obviously they're getting after the quarterback, 16 sacks in the preseason so far. But again, they're keeping teams off the scoreboard. And I don't know that you overplay it, but certainly I don't know that you underplay it.
No doubt. And I think that the pressure that John alluded to was something that we hoped would carry over from Los Angeles. It did tonight. Not only were there the four sacks, but there were deflected passes right up there in the box. They also had plenty of quarterback hits and hurries tonight. And I think so more so in this preseason game than we saw in the first two. The young secondary was put to the test. And for the most part, John, they passed.
Yeah, these guys are getting after it, man. I mean, they're getting deflections. They're getting after the quarterback. They're getting in passing lanes, and they're contesting. And even when they give up a completion, because obviously you're going to give up some, they're on the ball getting guys on the ground or out of bounds and stopping the play. So a lot of things to like out of this young secondary. They're hungry. They're extremely aggressive. I know Dennis Allen said they wanted to play a little bit more press coverage this year. It seems like they have the guys able to do that.
Youth was served at the start of the game in the sub package defensively. There were three Saints rookies on the field. Alex Anzalone, Marcus Williams, and Marshawn Lattimore all had chances to make plays and did throughout. And then, of course, we saw Cam Jordan on defense for the first time this preseason. John, he made his presence felt, and he wasn't the only frontline guy that finally got to make their preseason debut tonight.
Well, he was able to get out there at running back. Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson played, and of course, Drew Brees played in this game also. Offense was a little bit spotty, obviously. Didn't score the way they wanted to. Only put up a field goal. They had some opportunities there. Had a long run by Ted Ginn Jr. wiped out because of a penalty. But for the most part, you don't really worry about the Saints offense. This offense has been tried and true since 2006. You know they're going to score. You know they're going to come around. What you want to see from the Saints, hopefully, was for them to put together a respectable defense here in this preseason. And again, it's preseason, but it certainly looks like it's trending in the right direction.
Absolutely. Chase Daniel saw significant time at quarterback after Drew Brees exited. He put together a nice scoring drive, taking the Saints down the field. He set up a big score with a long pass on a good double move to Brandon Coleman. And then Darius Victor. It was nice to see a guy who's so intense and has worked so hard in camp smile and have some fun as he had two straight carries, the second of which saw him in the end zone. Will Lutz and the Saints special teams continue to do very well. Thomas Morstead helped the Saints defense flip the field and own field position all night long.
Well, Thomas Morstead is the guy who says, you know, he doesn't want to punt 60 yards because if he punts at 60 yards, that means it's more of a line drive and he doesn't have the hang time he wants and doesn't have the coverage he wants. He'd rather punt it a good 48 and get the proper hang time, and it looks like he's gotten that really down pat over the years, and certainly here in the preseason, his punts and the coverage units have been something to behold.
What about the bubble guys, John? Anybody flash for you tonight?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can just rule out Adam Big Hill. I mean, I know it's going to be difficult to crack this linebacker rotation, and yet every time you turn around, he does something nice. Got a sack tonight. We saw him in on some tackles. I mean, he's a kid who, like I said, it's going to be hard to get rid of him. Now, certainly he's a practice squad eligible player also, but, man, he keeps showing up, and he keeps showing up.
Defense is the storyline, though, that will take not only from the first two preseason games, but now here in the third into this final week of the preseason. The last game against Baltimore is on Thursday. John, it's a short week for the Saints. And the last opportunity for some of those bubble guys, but also that last opportunity to kind of get everybody in sync on the same page before the start of the regular season.
Yeah, these bubble guys, some of these guys have a chance to crack this team. There are special teams positions to be won, and especially if a guy like Nate Stupar, who left this game with an injury, if he can't go, he's a critical member of this special teams unit. That might open a slot for somebody to be able to play until Stupar is healthy. We don't know exactly extent of his injury, but certainly it didn't look good as he walked off the field. But there are special teams spots to be had on this team. You can get one of those spots by playing well in this last preseason game.
I think that'll be the headline of the week upcoming. Certainly the headline tonight, though, another great effort by the Saints defense. They continue to shine, and that's encouraging for a team that struggled on that side of the football over the last couple seasons. All right, that'll do it for us tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Once again, the final score, the Saints beat the Texans by the score of 13-0.